听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
On some social networking sites, you can keep a blog and upload photos. But you must be diligent and intelligent. People are curious and want to learn about your latest activities right away. The more friends you add, the more fun you'll have. Businesses use social networking sites to keep in touch with customers too.
Hi, everyone. My name is Andrea. Now, I am curious about today's lesson. Are you curious about today's keywords? Well, one of our keywords is curious. Now, when you are curious about something, that means you want to know more about it. I'm curious about Sam's new girlfriend. I want to know more about her. Well, maybe you're curious about what's happening at the mall today. We will find out soon. We have some more keywords to look at. Are you curious about those? Another one is diligent. If someone is diligent, they work very hard. A diligent person works hard and they think about what they're doing with a lot of care. Intelligent is also a key word. When someone is intelligent, they know many things. An intelligent person is smart and wise. As you use different things and learn about different things, you become more and more intelligent. Well, let's add a few more things to talk about. And add is a key word. When you add one thing to another thing, it becomes part of it. Our paragraph says the more friends you add, the more fun you'll have. When you add friends, you get more friends. You can also add time to a class. Maybe your teacher has some more things to tell you about, and she might add time to finish what she wants to share. And maybe you're curious to learn more. Another key word for today is customer. Customer. Now, if you go to a store and you want to go shopping, well, then you are a customer at that store. A customer looks around and thinks about things that they want to buy. Customers sometimes buy things, or customers sometimes just look around. Well, maybe you can be a customer at the mall today. We have more to learn, so let's go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English at the Mall. My name is Emma, and I'm thinking more and more about computers because I like to have friends. Sometimes I like to meet them or call them on the phone or write letters to them. So maybe I would like to chat with them on the computer. Yeah, I think I might like to find out more about that. And maybe I will in today's lesson. I want you to find something too. I want you to find this. The answer to today's Find It question. What is easy to use? What is easy to use? Well, try to find the answer to that question. But first, let's go to the information desk and find out some information.
Hello, welcome to the information desk. 我是 Christina. 常上网的人应该蛮熟悉像 Facebook, Twitter, Plurk 这些社交网站吧。今天来听 Jack 和 Tom 都在 Facebook 上做什么。Let's learn some keywords. diligent, 勤奋的 diligent. 例如 Catherine 在学校是一个认真学习的学生 She is a diligent student. Curious, 好奇的 curious. 小朋友充满着好奇心 Kids are curious about everything. Intelligent, 聪明的有才智的 intelligent. Einstein is a very intelligent man. Customer, 顾客Customer, there are many customers at the mall. Add, 加上或增添 add. 例如我会把你加入 MSN 的好友名单 I will add you to my friends list. OK, 现在就一起去找我们的朋友吧。
Conversation A.
Emma, you don't have a blog, do you?
No.I'm too lazy.
That's okay. You don't have to be diligent.
Yes, you do. Writing posts and uploading pictures and videos take time.
Maybe Emma's right, Jack. She should join a website like Facebook instead.
I'm too lazy for that, too.
But social networking websites are easy to use. And some of them have fun activities.
All right, friends, my name is Tom, and Amy is here with me. Now, as you can see in this conversation, I am with Jack and Emma at the mall. And right away, we found something special. That's right, did you find it? The question is...What is easy to use?
What is easy to use? Social networking websites are easy to use.
They are easy to use. Now, Emma does not have a blog. She says that she is too lazy. Jack says, that's okay. You don't have to be diligent. You don't have to be diligent to have a blog.But friends, we want you to be diligent about learning this keyword. The keyword is diligent.
Diligent.
Diligent. If you are diligent, that means you are hardworking. You're not lazy. You are very diligent about doing the things that you should do. Let's use this keyword in a sentence. I think I am a diligent person.But my mom says I play too many computer games.
Oh, Tom, you can be more diligent.
Hmm.
Like our friends are diligent about practicing English. So, friends, be diligent. Don't be lazy. Take 10 minutes every day and practice your English.
That's right. Practice your English and be diligent. Now, diligent is an adjective, but the noun is diligence.D-I-L-I-G-E-N-C-E, diligence. Now, I think that Emma should have a website like Facebook, but I think that maybe she doesn't want to have this website right now. She doesn't want to join this website right now. What do you think? Should Emma join Facebook?
Well, if Emma doesn't want to, I think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But she could join other ways of being more involved on the internet.
Mm.
Well, friends, let's review our key word, diligent. Diligent. John is a very diligent student, so he has good grades. Well, good job! Let's go to conversation B.
Conversation B.
What kind of activities?
Well, you can play games.
I like games. Now I'm curious. Tell me more.
You can also take quizzes.
Quizzes? Are they hard? Quizzes aren't very fun or very social.
Emma, don't worry. You are an intelligent woman. But the quizzes are just for fun.
Right. For example,
If you were in a movie, which character would you be? Good friends. In this conversation, Jack says to Emma, you can play games on Facebook. That's one thing you can do on Facebook. Now, Emma likes games. She says, now I'm curious. Tell me more. Our key word here is curious.
Curious.
Curious. If you're curious about something, that means you want to know more about it. You want to know more about something. You are curious. Let's use it in a sentence. I was curious about the history of Europe, so I went online to find out more about it.
Well, good for you, Tom.
Yeah.
You went online and found out more about it. Now, I have to tell you something. I saw a person over there, and he is pretty cute.
Yeah?
And so I got curious about him.
Oh, you're curious about a cute boy? Well, I guess that's pretty normal. If you see someone and you think they are cute, you might be curious about that person. Well, let's continue today. Now, we have another key word. Jack says you are an intelligent woman. You are an intelligent woman, Emma. And intelligent is our key word. Let's say it together. Intelligent.
Intelligent.
Intelligent. Are you intelligent? It means you're smart. You are intelligent about something. Well, let's use it in a key word sentence. Sarah is the smartest student in class. She always has an intelligent answer for the teacher's questions.
So, Tom, what is 2 plus 2?
Are you trying to see how smart I am? Okay, 2 plus 2 is 4.
Okay, that's right. Then what is 536 times 7,342?
What? Amy, I'm not that intelligent. I know what 2 plus 2 is, so I'm only, I guess, a little bit intelligent when it comes to math. Anyway, that's true. Different people are intelligent with different things, right?
Yes. So, good friends, let's review our key words. The first word is curious. Curious. Sarah is curious about Europe. She wants to learn more about it.
And intelligent. Intelligent. Mr. Rand is intelligent. He knows a lot about different subjects. Well, friends, now it's time for us to go on to Conversation C and learn more.
Conversation C.
If you join Facebook, you can start a fan page for the Jungle Cafe.
Yes, people can find out about the restaurant. More customers will come.
Really? Okay, I'll join.
Great, I'll help you.
You can add Tom and me to your friend list.
Add Amy and Pam, too.
I don't need to.
Why not?
I see you all in the mall every day.
All right, friends, let's review this conversation. What will happen if Emma starts a fan page for the Jungle Cafe? Well, I think that people can find out about the restaurant, and then more customers will come. And our key word here is customer.
Customer.
Customer. Are you a customer? If you are a customer, that means you are in a store and maybe looking for things or buying things. You are a customer at that store. Let's use this keyword in a sentence. That store has thousands of customers every day. Lots of people like to shop there. Now, Amy, do many customers come into the clothing store?
Yes, many customers come into the clothing store. I enjoy helping customers find the clothes they need. What about you? I think many customers come into the theater.
That's true. A lot of people like to watch movies. There are a lot of customers at the movie theater. Now, you can have happy customers and you can have angry customers. If someone is not happy with what they bought, then they are an angry customer. Of course, if you have a store, you want to have happy customers. Well, let's look at our next key word. It is the word add.
Add?
Add. When you add something to something else, then you put it together with something else. Let's use it like this. If you have three apples and you add three more, then how many apples do you get?
Well, if you add three apples to three apples, then you have six apples.
You have six apples. That's right. Can you add? Well, can you add water to my cup? There is not enough water in this cup. I need to add more water.
Well, let's get you more water. Jack says, add Tom and me to your friends list, Emma. Add Tom and me. You can come and add my name in your friends list.
That's true. And I think that maybe Emma should add Pam and Amy as well. But what will Emma do? What does she say about that?
She says, well, I see you guys all the time. I don't need to add you. Friends, we're glad you're here and you're learning with us. Let's review our key words. Customer. Customer. Today is a busy day at the clothing store. There are many customers.
Add. Add. Tommy is a new student. Please add his name to the class list. Right now, it's time to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, 大家好，又到了 Information Desk 为您服务的时间了。Jason, 今天有什么问题吗？
谢谢 Christina。Emma 今天说啊，她没有自己的部落格，因为她太懒了。Jack 回答她说 ,You don't have to be diligent. 你不用很勤劳。所以 Jack 的意思是说，主要是安慰 Emma 懒一点没关系吗？我觉得怪怪的耶。
其实 Jack 他说的是 You don't have to be diligent to have a blog. 不需要太勤劳就可以经营自己的部落格了。我们常常说的做某件事不需要怎么样就可以用这个句型。Jason 可以帮我们再想一个例子吗？
像是我觉得品性很重要，不用长得很帅就可以交到女朋友。
So you don't have to be handsome to have a girlfriend. 那如果我说就算你不是超级聪明也是可以通过那个考试，那怎么说呢？
You don't have to be super intelligent to pass the test.
很好。You don't have to be super intelligent to pass the test.
接下来 Emma 说 writing posts and uploading pictures and videos,Take time. 这个句子有点长诶，不是很容易懂。
是啊，这个句子除了 take time 两个字之外，其他的一长串都是这个句子的主词。这样看应该是比较能够了解吧。如果你要说某件事得花点时间，就说 it takes time。如果说写部落格文章得花时间，就说 writing blog post takes time。这样讲有没有比较清楚呢？
这样清楚多了。所以 upload 是上传，下载就是相反的 download 咯。
没错，这个单字虽然有点长，可是可以把它拆开来看。load, load 这个字是动词装载的意思。一般的装货或者是装子弹都是用 load 这个字。所以上传资料到电脑里也是用 upload。那如果是下载就是用 download。这样就比较容易记咯。
最后一个问题，后来他们聊到 Facebook 上面还有一个有趣的小测验，他们说 quizzes aren't very social。 讲到 social 这个字，我们讲话的时候就常常用到这个字哦。比如说我们会说某一个人，哦，他又到处去 social 了，或者是跟别人说让我先去 social 一下。 英文里面也可以这样用 social 这个字吗？
不太一样哦。在英文里 social 这个字多半都是当形容词用，通常都是社会或者是社交的意思。比如 social life 是社交生活， a social club 是一个社交的俱乐部，所以 social 可以有社交交谊的意思，英文里不会把它当动词用，说某人去 social， 英文里没有这样的说法。 Well, thank you Jason for joining us, and thank you everyone. We'll say goodbye now.
Sing and say.
Whoo! Welcome to Sing and Say. I'm Black Pearl, and we are family. Well, we did talk about family and keeping in touch on the internet this week, so let's get started. Join me. Now you sing it. Join me. Yeah. Intelligent. You sing it.
Intelligent.
Yeah. Diligent. Woo! Sing it.
Diligent.
Woo! Yeah. Talkative. Sing it.
Talkative.
Yes. Don't be lazy. Sing it.
Don't be lazy.
I'm not lazy. I love telling stories. Say it.
I love telling stories.
Me too. Grandchildren. Say it.
Grandchildren.
I have grandchildren. Woo! Sincere. Sing it.
Sincere.
Oh yeah, baby. Woo! Admire. Sing it.
Admire.
Woo! Yeah. Senior high school. Say it.
Senior high school.
Good. Humorous. Sing it.
Humorous.
Yeah. 40 email messages. Ayo. Say it.
40 email messages.
Ayo. Greedy. Sing it.
Greedy.
Yeah. Generous. Sing it.
Generous.
Whoa. Curious. Sing it.
Curious.
Confident. Sing it.
Confident.
Woo, that was a great job. You are confident.
Visit my blog.
Visit my blog.
来我的部落格看看。
How was your vacation?
You can find out all about it. Visit my blog.
Oh, all right. Can I see your photos?
Sure. Visit my blog.
Okay, I'll do that.
Any more questions?
Yes. How are you doing?
If you really want to know, visit my blog.
Oh, okay.
Visit my blog.
Visit my blog.
来我的部落格看看。
Okay, friends, you have learned a lot today. Now it's time to practice with the question of the day. Here's the question. Do you use a social networking website? Why or why not? Here it is again. Do you use a social networking website? Why or why not? And Emma is here with me. Emma, do you use a social networking website?
Well, no, I haven't started using one yet because I don't know how, but I think if Tom and Jack teach me, maybe it will be fun. And then maybe I can meet new people and make some new friends and spend a lot of time on the computer.
Whoa, yes, you might spend a lot of time on the computer, but we will help you. Oh, I'm very happy about this. Friends, how will you answer this question? Right now it's time for us to say bye-bye, but we will see you next time right here on Let's Talk in English at
the mall.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. How do I do it? What do I do?